ABC News.
Louise Mylan with the top stories. An intense low-pressure system is bringing dangerous flooding, huge surf and damaging winds to the New South Wales coast. Some areas have copped over 200 mils of rain and wind gusts of over 100 kilometres an hour are expected today. Emergency services say they've answered more than 2,000 calls for help, with the Illawarra and South Coast regions among the worst affected. Queensland police have charged a third person after the death of Wide Bay teenager Phoebe Bishop. The 17-year-old girl disappeared in mid-May, sparking a major homicide investigation. Her two housemates, both in their 30s, were arrested on murder charges, and now another 30-year-old man's also been charged with accessory after the fact to murder. He'll appear in court today, with officers alleging he used Phoebe's phone to interfere with the investigation. And Qantas has confirmed there's been a data breach of its online records. The airline says it detected unusual activity on a third-party platform which has service records of 6 million customers. Qantas says it's investigating how much data's been stolen, but it expects it will be significant. The airline says the data includes some customers' names, emails, phone numbers, birth dates, and frequent flyer numbers, but not credit card, banking, or passport details. ABC News.